Turn with me in your Bibles to Zechariah chapter 7. We're going to be reading from there in just a little bit. Worship is one of the cornerstones of being a Christian. It's one of the things that we do every week and that we should be doing every week. And we know why we worship together. We've seen that in a sermon that we had a few weeks ago. If you don't know why we worship together, then go find that one. If you need help with it, I can direct you to it. But to make the question a little bit more personal, why do we worship, but why do you worship? We often quote John 4:24 that we must worship him or worship God in spirit and in truth. Often we focus on the truth part and not so much the spirit part. And the fact is, we should focus on the truth part. It is important how we worship God. But it's also very important that we need to worship him in spirit. It's easy for us to come to worship week in and week out and just go through the motions. That's an easy thing to do. And the pandemic has made it easier to do that in some aspects. How many of you get distracted while you're watching these live streams? I mean, my cat has distracted me more than once, and she's right now trying to distract me right now. Go. It's not an indictment, just a fact. The more we have more distractions around us while we are at home. There's our pets, there's if you have kids, there's your kids, there's this, that, or the other. There's so much going on that sometimes it's difficult to concentrate. We also don't need to take the time, except unless you're on camera, we don't need to take the time to get dressed, though I do recommend it. The first time we did this from home, my wife did not dress up and found it much more difficult for her to get in the proper mindset of worship. Clothes often alter or help improve our mindset for different activities. You don't feel like working out if you go to the gym wearing a button-up shirt and tie. That's you just don't do that. But on top of that, how many of you take the time in your car whenever you're going to and from worship, while you're driving to and from, to help prepare your mind? Well, while we're doing this from home, that can't be done, at least not the same way. The Israelites had a similar problem. They didn't have a pandemic, at least not like we're dealing with. But the Israelites had a similar problem in Zechariah chapter 1, or chapter 7, verses 1 through 6. So let's go ahead and read that. Zechariah chapter 7, verses 1 through 6. Now, in the fourth year of King Darius, it came to pass that the word of the Lord came to Zechariah on the fourth day of the ninth month, Kislev, when the people sent Sharezer with Regem-Melech and his men to the house of God, or to Bethel, to pray before the Lord, and to ask the priests who were in the house of the Lord of hosts, and the prophets, saying, "Should I weep in the fifth month and fast as I have done for so many years?" Then the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, "Say to all the people of the land and to the priests, when you fasted and mourned in the fifth and seventh months during those 70 years, did you really fast for me? For me? When you eat and when you drink, do you not eat and drink for yourselves?" And that's the title of the lesson today. Did you really fast for me? For me? They had it implemented, as we see a little bit later in chapter 8 and verse 19. They had implemented four fasts during the year while they were in the Babylonian captivity. And here are some of the reasons that some commentators give for these particular things. In that verse, we see mention in chapter 8, verse 19, we see mention of the fast of the fourth month, the fast of the fifth, the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth. So we see these different fasts throughout the year. The one in the 10th month is likely to mourn the coming of the Babylonian army. If you look in 2 Kings, you see that that happens in the 10th month. In the 4th month, it's likely to mourn Jerusalem's walls having been breached. In the 5th month, likely to mourn the burning of the temple. And in the 7th month, likely to mourn the killing of Gedaliah, who was the governor at this time, appointed by the Babylonians. And this particular action sealed their fate. Sealed their fate. For 70 years, we read in verse 7, they were engaged in this practice of these 4 yearly fasts. Recall in other lessons that we've had that the only fast that they had to observe in the Old Testament law was the Day of Atonement. And this also was in the 7th month, but it's not mentioned here. It's not mentioned here. So now the question remained, why were they keeping this fast or these fasts? Earlier, I said it was to mourn. But apparently, that's not the only reason that they told themselves. Fasting is often done to show mourning or show repentance or even to show devotion. It was the reason they were to fast during the Day of Atonement, to show their contrition and their repentance. But the Lord reveals the real reason that they had been fasting these 70 years for themselves, not for God. If they were doing this to show repentance or devotion, then it would have been for God. So the reason must have been for mourning. Well, then, what were they mourning? Well, they were mourning the loss of their land, the loss of their position, the loss of their place with God. They were mourning their pride. Their pride. Ostensibly, they were showing their repentance, but the Lord reveals that it was that if they were truly penitent, they would have done this long ago. And if we look at verses 7 through 10, we can see that. Should you not have obeyed the words which the Lord proclaimed through the former prophets, when Jerusalem and the cities around it were inhabited and prosperous, and the south and the lowland were inhabited? Then the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, saying, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, execute true justice, show mercy and compassion, everyone to his brother. Do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the alien or the poor. Let none of you plan evil in his heart against his brother." If they had done these things, then the Lord wouldn't have had to bring them into captivity. Then they wouldn't be in this particular position at all, would they? They would be in this position that they're in Zechariah. They're having to rebuild after the Babylonians had completely destroyed and ransacked the place. And then we see the reason in verses 11 through 14. But they refused to heed these things talked about in verses 9 and 10. They refused to heed. They shrugged their shoulders and stopped their ears so that they could not hear. Yes, they made their hearts like flint, refusing to hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts had sent by his Spirit to the former prophets. Thus, great wrath came from the Lord of hosts. Therefore, it happened that just as he proclaimed, and he just as he proclaimed, and they would not hear. So they called out, and I would not listen, says the Lord of hosts. But I scattered them with a whirlwind among all the nations which they had not known. Thus the land became desolate after them, so that no one passed through or returned, for they made the land, for they made the pleasant land desolate. The Lord did promise a return to joy and to gladness, as we and we understand that to be the time when Christ came. We see in chapter 8, verses 19 through 23. I won't take the time to read that, but you can read the pleasant times. And in fact, it finishes out here in verse 23. Then the Lord of hosts in those days, then says the Lord of hosts, in those days, men from every language of the nations shall grasp the sleeve of a Jewish man, saying, "Let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you." And that won't be, of course, the case with every Jewish man, but it is through the case of the ones who are faithful to God and those who became Christians. So what's the point here? What's the point? These Jews that Zechariah was talking to were not fasting with the proper motivation. This is a type of worship, fasting is. And while the form was there, the purpose was not. The Lord revealed to them their motivations, but they should have been able to determine them by examining themselves and doing so honestly. They were told what to do. And so that leads us to have a better understanding of what we should do. While we won't have the Lord directly revealing to us our motives, we should be able to pray and carefully examine ourselves to find out the truth about where we are and where we stand. There's nothing wrong with fasting for personal reasons, but let's not fool ourselves into thinking that it's for God. When we come together, there's nothing wrong with socializing, for instance, with our brothers and sisters in Christ. In fact, such a thing is encouraged. We should socialize with our fellow Christians, but let's make sure that that's not the only reason, or even the main reason, why we gather together to worship, to do things in service to our Lord. Our worship must be in spirit and in truth, obeyed from the heart. Let us examine ourselves to make sure that our focus is on Him, even in times like these. If you are joining us and you are one who has not obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, then you have a chance to do so. We are always ready and hoping and ready to assist you in obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ. And what you need to do to obey His gospel is to believe. And now we don't have to help you with that. All we can do is for that is to teach you God's word, to help you hear God's word so that you know what to believe. But it's on you to believe. It's on you to repent and to change your ways from going toward the ways of evil, going toward the ways of righteousness, just like we read about. It's on you to confess the name of Christ. And we can help you be there to listen to that confession. And at the same time, we've got to be baptized for the remission of our sins. And when that happens, we can help you to be baptized. We can take you, find some water, and be baptized. If you're local, we can help you with that. And if you're not local, we can find someone to help you with that. If you are a Christian, if you've done all these things and you need to make things right with God, we can help you with that too. Please, we want to make sure that you are in obedience to the God and your heart is right with Him. If you need to confess anything, instructions will be on the screen in just a moment for you to find out what you can do and how you can respond to this invitation. If you have a need, please let us know as we sing this song.